morning, 710 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News, and that's very exciting music for a very sad announcement. We are losing Coach Pete Shinnick. He is leaving the University of West Florida. He's going to go to Towson University in Maryland, a Division I school, an FCS school, and wow. Well, Coach, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News for what I hope is not the last time, but it will be the last time with you as a head coach. Welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on, and I've always appreciated your support of the program. So looking forward to talking to you this morning.
Absolutely. I remember I was actually real quick. I was doing my best to quick scramble to see if I could find the old announcement from Judy Benz back in 14. I remember being at that event on the campus and, you know, having you brought out in the helmets and all that stuff and thinking, man, it's been a long time. And also, it's only been like a minute. But, man, 8 years and a national championship, several runs in the postseason. Obviously, Saturday's game was a bit disappointing, but you know, as you're now looking back on this 8-year run that you've had here, what are your thoughts?
Well, yeah, many thoughts, many emotions. Meeting with the staff and the team yesterday was an emotional time. You know, we've invested so much into this program and have just been truly blessed by it. You know, Dr. Benz's vision to bring football was, you know, an amazing one. Dr. Saunders, our current president, her desire to really just, you know, keep football where it was when she became president. Her leadership has been fantastic, and she is a phenomenal president. And then Dave Scott, as athletic director, really providing us as a program and, you know, my family just with what was needed for this program to be successful. And so great relationships, great memories, and could not be happier with our time here. It was a great time. And, you know, our program's been blessed. It really has been. And the success we've had, don't know that I could have imagined it. You know, like to have dreamt about it and said, hey, that would be cool if we could do that. But really have had a lot of help along the way. Been able to get great assistant coaches, bring great players in here from, you know, all over this region. So it has been a fantastic time for me and my family.
No, it's been wonderful. And, you know, I've seen you, you know, for example, there's one time you gave a kind of a sermon of sorts at a church that we were attending. And, you know, so I know where your heart is. I know where your Christian values are. I know the kind of leadership that you've had with these men that you've had a chance to oversee and mentor and work with and teach. And, you know, this whole culture of Arete and excellence that you've cultivated at UW. It's a comprehensive result, you know, as opposed to, I think sometimes we have this picture of what happens sometimes with the, you know, football program where, you know, well, maybe he gets the wins or he gets the outcome, but you're building men, and football is a means to that, as opposed to, you know, football being the end all be all. And I've always appreciated that about you. I know people are going to ask this, and so I'll ask you, but why? Why would you leave? And why to Baltimore?
Yeah, come have on. You seen The Wire?
Yeah, no, and it is a great question. And, you know, I've got a unique background in that my dad played for the Baltimore Colts, and I was born in Baltimore. So the first 5 years of my life lived there. And really, just hearing them talk about that area and, you know, the people there, the great experience that my mom and dad both had while being there. I think Towson University is an amazing place and really excited to be a part of it. You know, I've been fortunate that some other programs have reached out and none of them have really been where I've gone, okay, hey, I really need to seriously consider that one just because of what a great situation we have. So when Towson reached out and I learned more about it, it really was just, you know, a great opportunity for us, but not an easy decision at all because of, you know, how we feel about here and what I think, you know, I think UWF football has a great future. You know, I trust Dave Scott to hire the right person and keep this program where it is. I think it's we've built it to be one of the best in Division II, and I think it can continue to stay there.
Absolutely. At least we hope so. Hey, hang on for me for just a second. We're talking to Coach Pete Shinnick, the newly announced coach at the Towson University. Of course, he's been the coach here at UWF football for 8 years. Hang on for just a second, Coach. Candy Cullerton has traffic on the fives.
And we're not showing any 37, 1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. You know, Coach, I've had producers, for example, who I knew I wasn't going to have them for forever, and I saw them, you know, I'd teach them how to do this job, and then they'd go on and do other things. And I'm always happy for them that they're making more money, doing something that's more in line with their long-term career. But, of course, it sucks because I lose somebody that I appreciate. So I'm happy for you. If you say it's a good choice, if you say it's good for your family and for your future, then I believe you. But I got to imagine that there's a lot of people who didn't take the news so well. How did the team handle it when you told them?
You know, the team was great, you know, I love those guys. And, again, got the opportunity to see them in person yesterday. And then, you know, I told them, I said, hey, the athletic director, Mr. Scott, came in and talked to him. I said, hey, guys, I'm going to be out in the hallway. I'd love to give you one last hug. And got an opportunity to, you know, give him a hug, look him in the eye, tell him that I love them. And, you know, so, again, not an easy thing to do. But so very thankful for, you know, just the guys that I've had the opportunity to impact and influence over my time here.
Most definitely. And, you know, it's kind of funny because I remember for, you know, once you started coaching and once we started to have a team and you did so well, the team did so well, this was the question we were kind of asking ourselves every year is, you know, is coach going to leave? Is coach going to leave? Is coach going to leave? And then I think we stopped asking and then you're leaving. It's kind of a bummer. So, one question I do have is, and I know a lot of people kind of think this question, which is, there's always this rumbling, should UWF try to move up to Division I, which, of course, you can't do just for football. You have to take the whole all the athletics up. And, you know, there doesn't seem to be any institutional impulse to do that. And clearly there's value as a coach in, you know, being in Division I. It's a whole different level of challenge. Was not moving to Division I at all a factor of your decision? Would it have more kept you here if that had been on the horizon?
No. Yeah, no, that really wasn't it. And okay. I think at some point in time, UWF is going to have that discussion, and I think they're going to have to, you know, look at that and see how to be able to approach that. I think the landscape of college athletics is changing. You know, I was very happy being a Division II head coach. And as other FCS programs had approached me, and you know, I just never felt like any of them were going to be the right fit. And so I really believe at some point in time, and, you know, Dr. Saunders and Dave Scott will be, you know, making these decisions. But, you know, I really believe somewhere down the line that will be, you know, in their future.
Okay.
And so as I look at it, you know, for me, this is a, you know, this is a great challenge. This is, you know, a great opportunity for me and my family, and really didn't really think either way about, you know, UWF being D2 or you know, or not.
You know, it's kind of interesting as I think about kind of that last chance to interview you as head coach or whatever, and just kind of all of the years and all of the memories and all of the events. And, you know, I even think about things like you clearly didn't make this decision on Sunday. You know, that wasn't first contact with Towson. You know, you might have been knowing this for a while and you got to live with that. That's hard to do to keep a secret like that. And then to, you know, coach your heart out with these kids and get them to, you know, as far as success as we've had this year. But, and I know this is an impossible question to answer, but I'm going to ask you anyway, just kind of looking back over the last 8 years, is there one thing that stands out to you as your favorite? I'm proud of that. That's the thing. People will probably assume it's the national championship. I actually assume it's not that. I imagine you've got something else that you fix on.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that sticks out and really just getting you know, getting texts from a lot of former players probably puts it at the forefront. But, you know, we came here and we had three program goals, and we've stuck to those program goals and haven't really deviated from them. And you mentioned Arete, that, you know, we want each guy to live up to his fullest potential, the Greek word for excellence. But we got three program goals. And program goal number one was to help each player become a better husband, father, employer, employee. Program goal number two is to, you know, graduate in 4 and 4.5 years. And then program goal number three is play great football. And probably the thing that, you know, sticks out to me is, you know, from the text messages, just guys thanking me and, you know, the coaching staff for the impact and the influence that we had on their lives. And for the lessons that we taught them and for the, you know, guidance that we gave them. And so, you know, we were able to get into the Darryl Gooden Center, you know, a couple years into the program playing football. And we built this trophy case. And I looked at it and I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, they built this thing. We got nothing to put there. You know, can we put a couple helmets or something there? Can we do something to take up that space? And, you know, as I walked by, you know, yesterday, we got two Gulf South Conference championships. We got a runner up. We got a semifinalist. And we got a national championship trophy. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. But with that being said, you know, the text from the players just saying thank you for what you've taught me, you know, that sticks out in and of itself.
Oh, I absolutely believe it. Well, Coach, it has been a pleasure to have you as our head coach. I appreciate the 8 years that you gave us. I appreciate the time. And certainly, you know, I appreciate the influence that you had on the lives of these men and the influence that you'll have in the lives of the men at Towson. And, you know, good for your family, good for you. And I wish you nothing but the best. God bless you, sir. Keep up the great work on and off the field. And, you know, just thanks for being you, man. I genuinely respect you and I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you for all you've done covering our program and keeping the fans in the loop as to what's taking place. It's been a pleasure to be here really, really going to miss Pensacola as we have just been truly blessed to be here.
All right. Well, we're grateful for the time with you. Coach Pete Schoening, UWF Fargo's head football coach leaving for Towson University. Sir, God bless you on your travels.